Celebrating Milad, will it benefit us? Yes, of course it will. In this world and inshallah Azza wa Jal in the hereafter. It is mentioned Abu Lahab, the enemy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an open disbeliever. When he died, some of his relatives seen him in their dream and asked him, how has he been? And he replied, I have received no goodness since the day I have left you. And then pointing at the hole in his thumb, he said, except this. In other words, he would receive water on every Monday. Why? Because he freed his slave girl Thuwayba radiallahu ta'ala anha upon receiving the news of the birth of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Remember, he did not believe on the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as a prophet. He freed his slave girl receiving the news of a birth of his nephew. And commenting on this parable, Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, this is a great evidence of celebrating Milad. It will benefit us. Why? Imagine if a disbeliever who did not believe on the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, out of happiness, he freed his slave girl upon receiving the news of his nephew being born. Imagine a true devotee of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, believing the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to be the last messenger and celebrating Milad, how much benefit he will get in this world and in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.